This is going to be one of those episodes.
How so?
This is going to be one of those episodes that is interrupted periodically by glorious noise. It's Jeb and me. We're at Sun and
we're
Fun.
We're at Sun and Fun.
We're on the grounds here. We finally made it. We had to come all the way from Maine, but here we are. When I say the difference between Holton, Maine and Lakeland, Florida, quick, what's yours then?
About 1,300 miles.
Yeah, okay. I think I've repressed that part. I can't tell what jet is it. Is it an F-18?
I can't tell.
But it went like totally vertical right in front of us, making a big loop, and now he's coming back down. He's not coming back down. He kind of like leveled off up at the top of the loop. Now he's doing some sort of flat spinish thing. And yeah. Going back in front of us again.
I think that's an F-35.
F-35, that would make sense. I've repressed the whole 1,300 miles part. For me, the difference is...
I got to do it twice.
Yeah, that's true, you did. There was snow on the ground there. I mean, there was like definitely still snow on the ground up in Holton, Maine. And there's almost no snow here.
There's no... Almost. Yeah. Almost no snow.
Yeah. Anyways, it's Friday. Nearing the end of the week here at Sun and Fun, and I have no idea whether you folks can hear us or not.
What I would suggest is we've been...
All right, here we go. Here we go. It's about an hour later. We tried. I think they heard what we said.
What did we say? We said it was still Bravo.
You know, we talked about how the difference between here and Holton, Maine is that there's less snow.
Oh, well, we're still... Okay.
Yeah. There's less snow. So in our infinite wisdom, we decided let's pause until the noise goes away.
Right.
And now an hour later, they're still making lots of jet noise.
Yes, converting fuel into noise.
Yeah, this time it's the Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds are near the end of their performance here at Friday on Sun and Fun 24. But we decided we're going to give it a shot anyways. You got here a bunch of hours ago. Early afternoon you got here.
Yeah, I got here before noon.
You were wandering around a little bit. You did your exhibit hangers thing. What'd you find? Anything?
A scarcity of my oil filters.
So this is an ongoing thing. This is about a year ago.
During the pandemic
thing. Yeah, right. That's what it was.
Pandemic thing. I couldn't get oil filters. I finally bought out a company in Idaho.
Yeah.
That my contacts turned me on to. And I'm still coasting on those oil filters, but we're starting to get low.
The end is in sight.
The end is in sight.
Yeah. But they don't even have them here.
I looked at Aircraft Spruce, and they had... Aircraft Spruce did not have my size.
So I was following you around in the exhibit hangars. I don't have the same kind of shopping list that you do, but I was kind of checking out what's going on in there. It's crowded. It's a crowded day. It was a crowded day. I got here yesterday morning, yesterday was a weird day. Yesterday it got a little rained out, the Lakeland was under a tornado. Apparently, Hidden River
watch.
Was too.
Yeah, watch.
But I was under a tornado watch from late morning through the middle of the afternoon. And everybody was in a little bit of a frenzy here because they thought it was going to be worse than it turned out. And so they were very careful.
It very well could have been.
Yeah, it could have been. As a result, the air show here got pretty much canceled. And things really, really started to go get quiet.
Slow down.
Yeah, slowed down after 1 o'clock-ish. We did get some rain and some thunder. It rained really hard for about 10 minutes. I mean, there was a lot of rain, water on the ground. So the crowds thinned out yesterday, but it seemed to have come back today. When I was following you around in the exhibit hangars, I overheard a couple of exhibitors talking about how the crowd was good. There was a lot of people. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. To me, it appeared, you know, high end of normal.
Yeah. So it was a fun day. It was a nice day.
Yeah, it was not a cloud in the sky. There's a good stiff breeze makes, you know, landings and takeoffs a little bit interesting.
Right, yeah. Apparently there was some sort of thing that happened in the, I don't know, the pattern or in the arrivals this morning. I was listening to the ATC.
I'm shocked.
And at some point, I was sort of listening with half an ear, so I wasn't, but then I suddenly noticed that they were sending aircraft away. They were telling people, go back, go away, go back out to the Parker hole.
It's never a good sign.
Yeah, go back out to Fantasy of Flight. And they eventually said on the air that there was an inbound emergency flight of some sort. And that's all I ever heard on the radio. Maybe I'll find out before we record the daily the episode tomorrow. But there was a little bit of that sort of excitement. What else has been happening here? I mean, it's just been a perfect sun and fun day here.
Yeah, the weather's been great. Everybody's walking around happy, doing their shopping, kicking tires, hopefully learning some things in various seminars. Et cetera. Yeah. It's what we do at fly-ins like this.
I don't know if you got to see it, but while you were shopping, you were stopped talking to some vendor, and I noticed out the window that something was happening out in the flight line. I went outside in the Constellation.
I saw a wingtip go by.
I got a chance to see about four different passes of this Constellation. What a beautiful airplane. I don't know its name or what organization supports it.
It's a shame we don't have some literature.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out. But it was a very spur-of-the-moment thing. I noticed him flying, and I went out and watched him do three or four passes, and you just kind of think back on. I mean, I my first earliest airline flights were long after the Constellations were in service, but think back to the days when that was airline travel, that's just a thing.
I have a memory of being on an airliner, a four-engine propeller-driven airliner. Circa 1959.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was still in the womb. Not really. I don't know if it was a DC-7 or a Constellation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a completely different experience. Even at that young age, I knew the difference.
Yeah.
From then and today.
Yeah. So it was beautiful to see this airplane. It looked to be really well restored. It was very, very sharp looking. You know, I mean, it was obviously seeing it from a ways away, but it looked to be in great condition, and it was just doing these spectacular flybys. So that was fun. What else? I mean, just kind of the normal collection of, you know, the usual suspects, so to speak, with the air show acts and flybys and lots of activity and lots of exhibits.
I didn't see the Honda exhibit, the Honda generator exhibit.
They're right. I missed it. They're out there right in front of we're actually sitting on the back deck of Sun and Fun Radio right now, and that Honda exhibit's right out front. Some things have moved around. Your Belvoir Publications booth has moved, and they've consolidated into a big flying media group. So there's changes like that are happening just kind of as the industry evolves. I believe that I'm continuing to see the Sun and Fun grounds, the facility, evolve.
Oh yes.
In my mind, it is kind of the early stages of a major grounds reconfiguration here at Lakeland Airport. And I think over the years, we're going to see Sun and Fun move itself sort of back towards the ultralight area and towards the school and towards the museum.
It's going to be done for them. By the airport master planning device. They are expanding the... I don't know all the details, but I do understand that the terminal on the other side of the airport now is being used by some commercial operation,
mm-hmm.
scheduled commercial passenger operation, which I don't think it's a first for this airport. I think it's a return of service for this airport going back, I don't know how many years. Of course, Amazon has a huge presence here.
They really do.
Every now and then you'll see things will kind of quiet down all of a sudden, and there'll be a 7-6 blast out or come rolling in or whatever. It's like the old lead-in for the Dick Tracy show where there's all this traffic, and Dick Tracy's in route, sirens on, and the whole is like parting the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
And Dick Tracy goes screaming through, and then all the traffic congeals again at the intersections, and it's that kind of thing.
So the grounds are changing. I think it's good. So Sun and Fun Radio could actually be a winner here. Here's what I think, right? So it's not unlike the whole idea that when the Great California Earthquake happens and part of California falls into the ocean, a whole bunch of inland property is going to become seashore property.
Exactly.
All right? I think it's not impossible that Sun and Fun Radio, which is kind of set back from the flight line, could end up pretty much right out
Show
on the
center.
Flight line. Yeah,
Show
right
center.
Out on the flight line when that all happens. I don't know whether that's really going to really be true, but that's what happens.
Something tells me that someone will make Dave Schaubetter an offer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So anyways, tomorrow morning, one of my favorite things about Sun and Fun is the balloon launch tomorrow morning first thing. So I'm going to be up at O-Dark, literally O-Dark 30, and wander out to watch the balloons.
You know what you can do with that alarm audio thing.
I've tried to be careful. You haven't heard the rooster that much, but But I am going out to watch that, and then other things are going to be happening tomorrow. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have the big UCAP full-blown episode here. Probably one of the Thunderbirds, just a little sneak attack.
He's lost.
From
can't find the runway.
From behind Show Center and right over our heads here. We're going to do a full-blown episode. Take note that although we're not live streaming it video-wise, all of Sun and Fun Radio is being live streamed video-wise. If you want to see what it looks like when they're doing that and when we're doing our episode, you can check out Sun and Fun Radio's YouTube channel and watch the activities and see Jeb and I and all of our special guests tomorrow afternoon. That episode will be live, or they tell me 5:15. It's literally scheduled based on when the air show ends. And they tell me to expect around 5:15, 5:30. Just kind of stay tuned, and we'll be doing that live episode. And if you're in the area, come on over and join us for that, and join us for a beer or two afterwards. We'd like that. So that's it, I guess, for now.
Is there anything specific that you haven't done yet this year?
Not exactly. I've just been wandering around trying to soak up all the stuff that's going on and look at the airplanes. As I get older and oh, this is going to get crazy. No, I'm just looking around. I'm trying to remember back all of the things that have excited me about aviation over the years. And some of them maybe have fallen by the wayside, but maybe they don't need to have.
Such as?
I mean, just like, I always wanted to fly and or own a bird dog, all right?
I want bird dogs?
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted to fly a Quicksilver Ultralight, all right? And until recently, I've been thinking these things just, you know, these are, you know, as you get older, there are things that you kind of conclude aren't going to happen. But maybe they should happen. And
why have they not happened?
Because my eyes are bigger than my stomach. I don't know. I mean, I have always been interested in many more things than I have the ability to accomplish. But it occurred to me to kind of revisit those things and see whether any of them are still possible. And so that's when I'm looking around the grounds this week with an eye towards, you know, remembering the things that I was most excited about over the years about aviation, and to see whether or not to find the ones that don't need to be dismissed, that I could still return to.
Okay.
So that's my big thing this week. I don't need to buy anything. I don't need oil or oil filters. I did buy a magnifying glass with a big light on one side so that I can, all right. What else did I buy? I bought a wire brush. This is very mundane. I did buy that. And I'll probably make another visit to the various, they don't have a formal fly market here like they do up the road. But if you wander around, you can find some.
Used to be a Hangar 5 where used cars.
Oh yeah, Hangar. Well, I think it's Hangar Echo, right?
Hangar Echo.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. So, anyways, all right. Yeah. Well, listen, that's enough for now.
That's enough for now. But I would simply say this: that all the years I've been coming to Sun and Fun, evolution has been constant.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection is part of that. Times change. 20 years ago, we didn't have glass panels. 20 years ago, we didn't have X, Y, and Z. And as you well know from recent travels in certain debonair, those things have changed.
Yeah.
The airplane, my airplane, has evolved just as the industry has evolved. And I think we're seeing that. We see it here every year. We see it every year at the big air show up the road. It's part of the allure.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason we do this.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that's on that note, I guess. Sun and Fun daily episode, Uncontrolled Airspace, 1089 Bravo. And maybe there'll be another day. So, like I said, we're doing our big episode live on the radio station Saturday afternoon around 5:15, including the video live stream. That episode will appear in the feed probably maybe Sunday, but probably more like Monday or Tuesday. There's a possibility that there'll be a daily episode. We'll record a daily episode tomorrow, whether or not it gets posted tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe Sunday in a way of a wrap.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, anyways, that's what to expect. Stay in touch. Send us your emails. Ask us questions about what we're seeing here. And
you know, come on down. There's still a couple of good days of the show.
There absolutely are. Absolutely are. And track us down here at the radio station. Say hi. That's it for now.
Ta-ta for now.